Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today, which is the truth of God. How do you worship God? He's way off there in heaven someplace, most people think. And he is wherever his throne is. But I believe it's a whole lot closer to the earth than what people imagine. And God has made us so that we can pray to him. He will hear and answer. And we're a special creation of God. You read in Psalm the 8th chapter that we're made a little lower than God. For a special purpose, for a special reason. And this is why we pray to God, and as we saw last time, in spirit and in truth. Now that becomes very important for us to realize. So as we continue in Matthew 6 and see this model prayer, this is not a prayer that you are to memorize and just repeat over and over and over and over and over. This is a model on how to pray. Okay? Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. God's, the Father's name, is holy. And in the New Testament, you have two holy names. Jesus Christ and God the Father. You don't need any other sacred names. Because when you pray to the Father in heaven, you're going directly to the greatest being in the universe who loves you and has purpose for you. And has created you for a wonderful and awesome eternity. Now, if you don't have our book, From a Speck of Dust to a Son of God, be sure and get it. Now, you can download it online, or you can order directly, and we will send you the book. Most people live their whole lives and don't have a clue as to why they were born. Now let's continue on in Matthew 6 and verse 10. Your kingdom come. Now what does that mean? It has two applications. Number one, the literal return of Jesus Christ. And he is coming again. How soon? We don't know, because Jesus said, no man knows the day or the hour, but he is going to return. Now, if you want to read about it, then you write for the book, The Appointed Times of Jesus the Messiah. And in there, we go through the prophecy showing that when Jesus returns from the throne of God the Father in heaven above to this earth, the whole world is going to know that it is happening. A little sidebar here for all of you rapturists. There is no secret rapture. Okay? First application, return of Jesus Christ to set up the kingdom on the earth. The application for each one of us today is that we have been brought under the jurisdiction of the kingdom of God versus the jurisdiction of the kingdom of Satan, which he is the god of this earth. We have been redeemed from that. That's important to understand. That's why you need the information on how to repent and what baptism is all about. And this puts you in a special relationship with God. Now, when we say, your kingdom come, we're also saying, yes, Lord, I will keep your commandments and obey your laws. And develop the love of God, the faith of God, the belief of God, all of those things, because that comes from God. And the greatest gift that God has given to the whole world is the Bible. Now, if you don't have the Holy Bible in its original order, you need to get one. We have it online. You can have the app and put it in your smartphone. If you got a dumb phone, then get the book. Now, notice the next part of this. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, that has a lot of meaning. What is the will of God? The will of God is that you love Him, that you serve Him, that you obey Him. Since we're here in Matthew, let's see what Jesus said. Come here to Matthew 22. Here is how we are to develop our relationship with God. That's what worshiping God is all about. It's not like a quick fix. It's not like a 5-minute, hello, this is a little scripture for you today. It is a way of living. See? Remember where we started. Jesus said, I am the way. That means the way to God, the way to live, and all of this sort of thing. The truth and the life. So you need Jesus Christ, you need God the Father, and He is going to give you eternal life, but you have to come through Jesus Christ to get to the Father. Our prayers then, as well as our obedience, is to develop into a love of God. The first aspect of our relationship with God, which then as we find in the rest of the New Testament, is to develop into fellowship with God spiritually, with His Spirit in our minds. That's what it means to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Okay? Here's what Jesus said to one of those doctors of the law who was questioning Him, because they always like to try and get gotcha questions. So they came up and said, now, these are the great intelligent ones. They said, Master, which is the great commandment of the law? So Jesus answered him, verse 37, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. Now, let's stop and think about that just a little bit. Does that not require a full-time dedication to God? With all your heart? With all your mind? With all your soul? And your soul is just your physical being, see? That's the first and greatest commandment. So when you say, your kingdom come, your will be done, what is the will of God for you? Because you're coming to Him in prayer to worship Him, to praise Him for His greatness, His might, His creation, His holiness, His goodness, His love. And how do you respond back to Him? To love Him with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, meaning that there's nothing between you and God. No idol, no statue, no picture, no person, no thing. See? So worshiping God becomes very important, and it must then radiate out in your life to these other things. Second one is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Now notice verse 40. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Because today, the rage is lawless Christianity. Oh, you don't need to keep the commandments. They don't apply to us today. Really? You want someone to murder you? steal from you, lie to you? Huh? And any of the other commandments, but the most important ones, are the first four based upon the greatest commandment, which is to love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and being. See? Now, given human nature, and given the way that our minds are, this is why we need to worship God every day in prayer, knowing that in Him we live and move and have our being. He provides everything for us. Now let's come back to Matthew 6, verse 11. Give us this day our daily bread. Absolutely true. Now, this tells us also that this prayer is a daily prayer. And praying for God's blessing. Now, today, since we can run down to the store and go into the supermarket and buy anything from anywhere in the world, we don't have to go out and work and plant and harvest and produce and save and store up and all of this sort of thing, see? However, with the troubles that are coming, you better have some food in storage. And if you don't believe that, go online and look up how it is in Venezuela today because of the lawlessness.
This is what buying food looks like in Venezuela. Waiting for hours, hoping that by the time one hands in their allotted number, there'll still be food left. And this is what it feels like.
This is the greatest sadness because I didn't know this Venezuela several years ago. For us, this is something new, something unbelievable, unacceptable. It has no other name but catastrophic.
Economists say a decade of price controls crippled the productive sector and gave rise to a black market. Shelves are now empty.
These hour-long queues have become emblematic of Venezuela's economic crisis. People in this line have said they've been queuing not only for hours, but for years now. They're getting simply desperate.
For the government, shortages are part of an economic war waged by capitalist forces. Its latest plan is to battle it with CLAPS, or a new food distribution system.
We are going toward a revolution of the food distribution systems, which is where we've been penetrated by the parasitic capitalists, by the smugglers, the speculators, the criminals.
Flour, milk, margarine, bean and rice, sold for 200 bolivares, or the black market equivalent of 20 cents. A prepackaged deal of goods that are seldom found in regular stores. But one to be enjoyed every 21 days, if your family was part of a census, and according to some, if you're a friend to the government. On the opposite side of Caracas, another hour-long wait, this time for bread.
It's all propaganda. We haven't seen this food distribution system. No one has benefited, not my area, not my family, not my neighbors.
According to analysts, in Caracas alone, food scarcity now reaches 80%. Even if the new distribution system works, supplying it could prove a challenge.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts. Now that means the debt of wrongful behavior, which is called sin in Luke the 11th chapter. Forgive us our sins. Now, in truth, we're to confess our sins to God. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. He will blot them out. But He doesn't want you living in sin because He loves you, and sin is the transgression of the law of God, which there are automatic penalties that come upon people who sin, who live in sin. Now, we've covered an awful lot of that in different segments on Church at Home. So you go through the different series we have on Church at Home. We have 400 different messages that cover the various aspects of how you can become a Christian, what is sin, returning to God, who is the devil, who is Jesus Christ. So there's an awful lot there that you need to go through. Then beyond that, with Christian Biblical Church of God, we have books. We have booklets that help you, see. Now, if you're a Twitter fan, I don't mean to put you down, but you can't get to know God by a Twitter mentality.
Twitter! Where you tweet and share your thoughts with the whole world!
So yeah, I've been addicted and it's even caused my grades to go down. 140 word count. Fitting your thoughts in 140 words is harder than I thought. I just tweet simple things. Today is a great day. Like simple thoughts like that. Right now, that was my 300th tweet. 300! Most of my friends have over 19,000 tweets. Like, how do you get that many tweets? How do you have that many thoughts? 19,000. That's a crazy number. When I see my grades went down, they seriously went down. Let's see what Connor has to say. Hi, Connor. Hey, so when I started using Twitter, how bad did my grades go down?
How bad did they go down, or, like, how fast?
Both.
I mean, your test grades and, like, your homework grades and stuff went down.
From an A to what?
It went down from an A to a C.
Alright, thanks, Connor. In 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
You have to get into the Word of God, study the Word of God, know the Word of God, live by the Word of God, okay? And you need your sins forgiven. And you need to understand this. Sin begins in the mind. A choice. God will forgive those upon true repentance. That's why it says in Acts, the second chapter, repent. And repentance means that you confess your sins to God, you forsake them, you ask God to forgive them and blot them out, which he does. But Jesus also said, go and sin no more. So that's why that's part of the prayer every day. Because we're of such a nature that there isn't a single human being that can live spiritually perfect in the flesh. You can't hold grudges. Notice, forgive us our debts or sins as we forgive our debtors or those who sin against us. Do you hate people? Now you can hate their sins. You don't have to be around them because of the way that they live and the way that they are. But we need to have our sins forgiven every day. How much lust do you have during the day? How much is your mind on things that are contrary to the Word of God every day? See? And since God is in the business with his Spirit of conversion and transforming the mind, there's an awful lot up here that needs to be cleaned out, that needs to be cleaned up and forgiven. And that's why we are told in 2 Corinthians 10 that we are to bring every thought into the captivity of the obedience of Christ. So that's the whole goal. So what does it mean for us? That every day we repent of our sins. And the more that you do this, the more that you will see that human nature of and by itself is nothing but a gigantic package of walking sin. That's quite a statement. Need to think on that. Verse 13, lead us not into temptation. That means don't bring us into trials and difficulties. Now, if we have trials and difficulties, then we look to God to help us out of it. See? They will come. and living in this world today. They are here, and in many cases, nearly every day. Now, where do a lot of these things come from? They come from the world. They come from other people. Why? Because Satan, the devil, the adversary, is the god of this world called the Evil One. And the Bible shows he's deceiving the whole world, and the whole world is in the power of the Evil One. But notice what our prayer needs to be. Verse 13 again, lead us not into temptation, but rescue us from the evil one. Truth is, the evil one comes subtly with things that look really, really good, very tempting, very beneficial. That's why you need the Word of God and truth of God and worshiping God every day, beginning with prayer, so that you can resist Satan the devil. You can resist the temptations that come along, because we have to be rescued. You know, look at it this way. Here recently, we've had a lot of floods. And there was even one terrible car wreck that they had a picture of on the news. About four cars smashed up, and one car was over in the center divide, and it burst in flame, and people ran over there and rescued the woman and her child in the car and pulled them out of the car as it burned. They were rescued. So think of it that way in our relationship with God. Let's look at it another way. Can you, of and by yourself, without the help of God, without the Word of God, without the Spirit of God, resist every temptation of Satan, the devil? Can you? The answer is no. This is why you need to worship God every day and pray every day. Because there is a Satan, the devil, walking about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And he has many subtle ways of doing that. Let me just give you an example that you can examine. Okay? Have you heard of Disney World? Universal fun and games and witches, demons, all of those things. Oh, but that's for the children. Precisely. Because that's when Satan wants to get them. We live in an evil and wicked world. That's the way that it is. And so we need to be rescued from the evil one, rescued from our own sins. And this is why we worship God, because he's the only one who can do that. No one else can do it. No man, no woman. Only God. Now notice how this prayer finishes. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now this is the model prayer, which gives us the outline on how we need to pray. You have to fill in all of the other things as you are praying. Now, in the next session, we will go to some of the Psalms to see how to worship God and how to pray. Because God is there. The Father Himself loves you. And your prayer to Him is a delight, provided that it is in spirit and in truth. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So this is Fred Colder saying, be sure and use our other website, truthofgod.org, where we are dedicated to the truth of God, from the God of truth to you. So you can know God, so you can understand the truth of God, so you can have God intervene in your life and rescue you from this evil world. Now remember the booklets that we've advertised, From a Speck of Dust to a Son of God. When is Jesus going to return? The appointed times of Jesus the Messiah. Why is Christianity failing? All of those without cost. Because there are people who give their tithes and offerings to the Christian Biblical Church of God to make this possible. So we can do the publication, so we can send them to you at no cost. So that you can find God in your life. And let's work it the other way around, that God may also find you and rescue you from the evil one. So until next time, this is Fred Colder saying, thank you for inviting me into your home.